Do you know who's updates I would love to see on Twitter?
Whose?
I would join up Twitter for this, right?
Yeah.
It's that person who texts into the show every day. Do you know the one I mean? We've talked about this off air. They only seem to text this show.
Right.
No other show. But I really look forward to their text.
Is this the one who texts in maybe about several times a show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day we get, what, 20, 30 texts from this person? I think they're from Barry Island.
Yeah.
That's what we've worked out from the text. But, you know, because a lot of the texts you get sent to Radio 1 are like, you know, can you play me this track? Can you say hello to my boyfriend? Can you say happy birthday to me? But these texts...
You beep. All
yeah,
of that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. These texts are something else. I've got the posh Radio 4 lady to read out a selection of the ones that we've got from this person. Thanks very much, whoever you are, because you do text a lot, and I really look forward to them.
Naughty had snow in Barry since 1926, man.
Now, it's very easy to... very easy to spot, these texts, because...
They all
have the word...
Mun
in them. M-U-N, mun. And also the word doot.
Which is a word, I have to say, I have never heard
of that.
Never heard before.
D-O-O-T, yeah. Doot. Here's another one.
Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Blodwyn sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mum.
See? I really love the
just spat all over the computer.
Blodwyn's taking Mr. von Flukenhofen ghost hunting down Barry Woods, doot. She told him a fake story about a floating monk, mum. Op he okay.
I hope Becky's listening. I know she's off this week, but she looks forward to these so much.
This is her favourite part of the show, isn't
yeah,
it?
To the point where she now texts me in this speak. She'll go, hi, mun, to my phone. We really like them.
We went to Mykonos and stayed in Paradise Bay. Nice, mun. And then had a boaty trip to Santorini. Mykonos so windy, it blew Dada's toupee off, mun.
Please don't ever stop texting, because I really look forward to them.
We play naked bingo on Fridays at the Tivoli. That's normal, mun. You ought to see Blodwyn naked. 36 stones now, mun.
Blodwyn gets mentioned a lot as well, mun.
We goot a new parshar, doot. Gord, it blew me out of the cubicle, mun. Blodwyn found a sausage in hers, mun.
What does it all mean?
Last time I bent down, I done me back in, mun. Blodwyn failed her driving test again, doot. She went round the roundabout the wrong way, mum.
There are hundreds.
Dada has fused the TV. We were watching Golden Balls. Bit the cable, mum. Thought it was licorice again. Nightmare.
There were at least 500, I think, at the last look.
This is one of my favourites.
Andrew Lode Weber got a face like a squashed tomato, mum. With googly eyes. Frightens me, doot.
Thank you, mun, whoever you are, doot, for texting in, because you light up our afternoons, you really do.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Also, it gets quite addictive, mun, because you start saying stuff like that all the time, doot. And in the office, mun, I've been doing it quite a lot recently. Some people would love this. Maybe I should start up a Twitter and just put all these texts on it.
Now, that would be fine, I think.
Do you want some more? A lot of people do.
Would you be Uncle von Flinkerhofen, or whatever he called?
I'd be Blodwyn, mun.
Would you?
Yeah. Do you want some more?
I want to hear the beetroot one again.
Hang on. Which one's the beetroot one?
The beetroot.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, here it is.
Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Blodwyn sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mum.
That's my personal favourite.
You left Dada's teeth on ironing board, Blod, mum?
Oh, dear.
Here's some more.
Dada went camping up Snowdonia, mum. The tent blew away with his toupee. Dada's dressed as a grasshopper, cutting the lawn with the scissors, mum.